and it's Deanne, Late Night with Deanne, on RBN. And we're going into the last hour, and I'm here talking about the report of XDR, tuberculosis. In my hand an article from the New England Journal of Medicine. It was talking about in the early 2005, physicians in a rural hospital in South Africa were very concerned about a high rate of rapid death among patients infected with the human virus, HIV, who also had tuberculosis. So these patients had not only HIV, they had tuberculosis. A study revealed the presence not only of the multi-drug-resistant MDR tuberculosis, that's a different one, but also what came to be called extensively drug-resistant XDR tuberculosis. It is caused by a strain of myobacterium, and it is basically resistant to any type of injectable drug. They've tried everything to try to cure patients with it. It says that they had two-thirds of these people hospitalized, and all 44 who underwent testing for the HIV positive, all but one of the patients died of tuberculosis. So this thing they knew about in 2004. Now, there was an article I found here in Illinois that they found a patient here, I guess a year or so ago, that has been in isolation because that patient also has this XDR tuberculosis. Hasn't been that much in the press about it, but it's there. Now, where did it come from? How did it happen? Who knows? Now, the story reads in the newspaper this last week. A gentleman gets on a plane and flies to his honeymoon. He had just gotten married. And he went to various other countries and places on the plane. But anyway, he stopped in one country because they found out that he had this strain of tuberculosis. They were trying to put him in the hospital in that state. He did refuse to go in there for treatment, so they moved him to another hospital. But again, it's similar to the story of Typhoid Mary. He was floating around out there with this in his system. Now, the thing is, I want to find out from you, listeners, when you go to a foreign country and you have a passport, if you have some kind of disease, do they just allow you to just get on the plane and leave? Now, they'd say that there's high levels, heightened levels, and this and that and the other, terrorism. But is it not a situation of putting a threat to a different country? To put people, allow them on the plane to have contagious diseases such as what I'm describing here. Now, this gentleman, by the way, was a lawyer. Now, the guy not only was a lawyer, but then he ended up marrying the daughter of a bioscientist that worked in the area of dealing with this XDR tuberculosis. And that guy, his father-in-law, happened to work for disease control. Now, it's ironic. You know, how do you meet the daughter? Wouldn't the father be upset that his daughter is involved with somebody with that kind of strain of tuberculosis? It might end up him dying and possibly moving the strain over to her. It's just a very, very odd story. What do you think about this?
It is pretty odd. I don't have full explanation either. And I hear the music, so we'll be right back.
Oh, yeah, we'll be right back.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hi, we're back up. And callers, it's 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. How do you feel about this? You know, I happened to see the movie V for Vendetta. I don't know if you saw it, John. Did you ever see that movie?
No, I haven't.
Well, you know, it was a horrible movie in one sense. You know, this man, his family, and everybody was thrown in concentration camps and experimented on. And it was all to get a cure for this virus that they decided to spread all over the United States. But they wanted a cure first. So they had the people in the decurement camps as a measure to come up with the cure for these diseases. So when the disease hit, those that were in power never got the disease. The people that they, the regular people in the United States, they all died. So how different is that from what we're looking at currently?
Well, if you look at the politicians in power, a lot of them, they're fit and trim. They probably have a different or a coding system to where they know not what to eat because everybody else seems to have a belly on them of toxicity, of water gain, of, you know, some ill health, and their skin complexion is off and all those kind of things. But there's that slim, trim government bunch that you can tell. They apparently are told what not to eat. You know,
well, I heard that they have their own farms, and they have their own people growing food for them, and they have the food shipped to them. So they don't eat what we eat, folks, not the stuff that they put out there. It was a big report this week. The AMA has been allowing so many drugs on the market that are no good and dangerous. They admitted it. So, you know, we listen to this, and again, it's just like keeping things local. We should be in the face of AMA and ask them, why the heck are they doing this? Why are you allowing these drugs on the market? Why are you doing this? If you are supposed to be the agency that regulates food, regulates drugs that are bad or good, you're not doing your job. So why should we have you a regulatory agency anymore? I'm going to back to my local government and say, I don't want you under contract anymore. Let's give that contract to somebody else, because if they were supposed to do what they're supposed to do, which is to monitor and regulate and watch for hazards to drugs and food and all this other kind of stuff, they should be telling us the right thing. Like, you know, those commercials we talk about frequently here, the ones with a little happy face and the drawings and stuff, and gives you constipation, diarrhea, and heartburn and stomach acid, and it could cause you to die. But that's supposed to be good for you for something. And they tell you that, oh, it's good, it's approved by the AMA. How do they prove it? Who's working there? We need to check these people's criteria to see where they are. Don't you think, John?
Well, it's like today. I handed out the FOIL, Freedom of Information, on the U.S. Title 50, Section 1520, and I'm going to be handing it out all over the place to make everybody responsible. And I'm going to change my letterhead on it a little bit to the fact that I'm giving support information alongside of it for to be questioned and or used or helped you to answer the question, because being that it shows itself, they can't answer the question. No, they haven't heard of anybody doing that U.S. Title 50 and applying chemicals to our atmosphere. So anyhow, you know, you just got to apply any thought that you can for greasing the wheel or degreasing the wheel, or whatever you're trying to do, and help build and or destroy to the best of the human population. That's part of the discernment we're supposed to build in ourselves as God tells us to work at it.
Well, it's just like this thing that happened with Christopher Boland out in Hoffman Estates. He's still in court with that, and lawyer quit him, and all kinds of stuff has been going on, and he can't leave the country and stuff. Now, they tasered him. Wasn't that he went out and tasered them? All he did was just turn around to try to go back to his place, and they said that was a threat for him turning around. So they threw him down on the ground and hit him with a taser, you know? Now, the thing
and,
is...
And the lawyer can't support him. You got to ask the question, what the heck is that lawyer about?
The lawyer was before him for a while. But then his brother might have gone back and told him, hey, you handle this case, we're going to make sure you don't have any other case or no future. That's what they do behind the door.
Can I jump in on this thing, Deanne?
Hmm?
Can I jump in on this thing?
Sure.
You set it up beautifully. I think that when you went through and you started with the anti-terrorism drills and you built that bottom and then brought in the story of this tuberculosis, and the way that it sounded as you were developing it, it was as if we were tracking a crime that was in progress.
It is.
You know, as opposed to just reading the news. I mean, I don't think you could drop so many coincidences into one story unless that was planned in advance. And so as you were going through the repertoire here, what I was thinking in my mind was planned population reduction.
Right.
And then on top of that, the system that's called NIMS, NIMS, and the listeners could just type NIMS into Google and it should come up. It's the National Incident Management System. There's big money in these bioterror drills. There's big money in terror. There's big money for FEMA and for the contractors that work in it. Not only is there management agencies work there, but there's also computer software, and then there's buildings, and there's machinery, and there's automobiles, and there's trucks and vans and buses that are all set up right now in the United States and around the world to respond to national incidents, and they bring their mobile trucks out and run them. So when you think of these terrorist drills, now you mentioned this Union Hospital. Mm-hmm. Where they've got this, what you said it was the largest terror drill, the mock drill that they've done?
Yeah.
Okay. And how many, $11 million is what they paid for that?
I think it was
$16 million.
All right, $16 million.
For a week long. Just for 1 week, $16 million of taxpayers' money went to this.
Went up in smoke in a docudrama.
Yeah. Now, to add on to this, and Will, you really know how I told you. Okay, here's another little incident. Remember the guy, the KBG guy that they were saying it was, you know, in a James Bond-like setting in a restaurant, and somebody came up and said, hi, here, you know, want a cigarette? And he smoked a cigarette and was laced with plutonium or some type of element. And then he went out a couple of days. His hair started falling out. He fell out. And he just got so ill, ended up in the hospital, and they found out that he had been radiated. Then on the plane, he gets on there, 20,000 passengers on two different flights may have come in contact with him. Again, isn't that kind of odd? Now, I'm going to bring back a reason why this thing is odd and this little drama of play. Now, first of all, he's a KBG agent, and he knew that they were after him. He made statements of that in the beginning. So I would imagine he was on the top level of on guard for any attacks or anything they might do. And he would definitely be known and knowledgeable of the fact that they have done that in the past, given people radioactive material. They had done that a long time ago, not in recent past, but in a long time ago they used to do that. Now, in the equate of how did he get that radiation? Was it from a cigarette? Now, if the cigarette package was so heavily radiated, as they state, the guy that handed him the cigarette would have been dead too. And then most of the people in the restaurant, because if he had smoked it, it would have basically gone into the air and the atmosphere in that small space, and the rest of the people in there would came down with radiation, and they would also have died. That didn't happen. So he must have got the radiation from someplace else, considerably someplace that he was staying, maybe his house or someplace that they were able to place him in an area where he would become highly radioactive, and it was not from a cigarette. Now, they had been chasing down his alleged murderer, and they tracked him down, and they're trying to get the Russian government to give him back because they want to try him. This guy's all over the place, and he's saying, from what my people had said to me, he is saying that it was the people from England. Some British agents did him in, not him.
There you go.
Now, I heard you say, here we go.
There you go. There you go. So how about interjecting credibility of the story? Okay,
mm-hmm.
Let's examine these stories.
Okay.
Because here you've got this other fellow, supposedly with XDR, drug-resistant tuberculosis, unusual strain, highly unusual, and he goes out and gets married.
To a woman that's father happens to be a bioscientist in that same field.
You know, do people generally go out and get married when they know that they're on their last leg?
No. And do they generally marry or find somebody, best by coincidence, that father happens to be working with the strain of tuberculosis he has?
Exactly. So I think
and why would the father not be alarmed and upset or mad that this guy has married his daughter?
I think there's much to these stories that needs to be tracked.
Yes, indeed. So I'm trying to enlighten people that you listen to what the mainstream press puts out, and you look at it, and it equates not to being logical whatsoever. There's something wrong with this picture.
Right. It's like it goes back to that magician trick, you know, don't watch my right hand, watch my left or whichever, and I'm going to pull another rabbit out of the hat. But in the idea of this planned population reduction, I don't understand why the controllers are telling us about it in advance unless they're not going to do it.
Okay, well, things in secret in these orders are brought to light because you enlightened just before you victimize. We'll be back after this break, and I'll explain a little bit more of what I'm talking about. Callers, 800-313-9443.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Hi, we're back. Callers, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, and I'm here with John and Will, and we're talking about, this is really a conspiracy. It's a conspiracy to eliminate people here. And there's another little piece I'm going to add into this on May 11th, 2007, which is 9/11 backwards, if you want to get into that. On that date, that was the date that that gentleman ran through Virginia Tech and killed 32 students and faculty members and took a gun to his face and killed himself. And on that same day, folks, when that happened, on the same campus at exactly the same time, they were testing this space elevator. They have space elevators, some type of platform thing that they can, like, beam you up, Scotty, to a platform in space, a satellite or whatever. So that was going on exactly when this other thing was going on campus. Now, maybe that's why the police were kind of weak over there, and maybe there's a little bit more to that story that meets the eye. So the thing is, the reason I brought these things up is because everything here that we're talking about has another sub-story to it. It's not what you just see, and this is the whole thing. When you listen to stories in the media, you can't just look at it and say, oh, this is what happened, and allow the media to try cases in court before all evidence is brought in. I might do that on my show, but I do investigate. I do a little bit more. I go in and delve in and pull up information nobody usually looks at and things, because the thing is that, you know, I don't like to have an idea that somebody has been wronged, you know, like somebody has been put up for a crime and they've been accused of murder and stuff. And for me to take this they look at just one side of the evidence equation from one witness that may not have been able to see what they think they see, I can't do that. So I have to go into forensic of the case. So the few murders I've looked into, I have looked into murders. I've gone in and gotten autopsy reports and looked in the alleyways or where these bullets are supposed to have been projected, and done more or less the work that you see on CSI. And I doubt, to be honest with you, a lot of these policing agencies do what you would equate. Matter of fact, I know they don't. So, well, what do you have to say about this? And, you know, what I've put together to show that there is a huge conspiracy here to eliminate people. And it seems to me that this space elevator, whatever the heck they're making, is something for some kind of platform to move them away before this toxicity is going to hit this planet. They're going to do something to the water, folks. You're not going to be able to have good drinking water at all. It's going to be so toxic that we're not going to have water. They already have messed with the food. They've done things economically to stretch us out. They have removed the basis for the poor to be able to travel around because a lot of people can't afford their cars. So they're isolating, confining us, tagging us, know where we are, and putting us in a setup similar to what happened in World War II.
Yeah, that's right. There are two elements that are happening here that are running throughout this whole segment of the broadcast. And what I'm hearing is fear and distraction. Fear and distraction. And when I was on the Internet today, I went on a Belgian site and was looking up some information on the Belgian Development Corporation and went and got onto their calendar. And they're a very important group. If no one's ever heard of them before, it'll be no surprise to me. I hadn't either until I got the lead for it. But their calendar does not indicate any of this gloom and doom. Their, mm-hmm. Their calendar is rolled out. It's a full deck. Right now this week in Germany, the G8 are going to meet. Right now this week in Turkey, the Bilderbergs are meeting. They're not sitting around wringing hankies. What they're doing is they're planning the next 10, 15, 20 years. So we know that they know that we know that they know that they are making long-range plans and their plans are progressing. Now, what is this overlay of fear and pandemic and whatnot if not for the purpose of control? And that's why I follow things like FEMA, the Hazard Mitigation Planning System, the National Incident Management System, and things like that, where these are our police powers, these are police controls that are putting in to control the people in case of what? In Agenda 21, Chapter 759, it talks about the promotion of a culture of safety or developing a culture safety cult. It's like in the newspapers, perhaps some of the listeners have been noticing that in the police blotter and other places, they're seeing the word safety belt inserted where we'd ordinarily say seat belt. Any place you look, you'll find the word safety. It's safety this and safety that and child safety and protection safety and this safety device and where your safety is and so on and so forth. They're promoting this safety cult. Water, water everywhere and not a drop to drink. It's fear motivation. It's getting people to cower and to lose that rugged individualism that made this nation great. But in this, when we're thinking about fear and distraction, we also know that in their plans, they have plans for a massive population reduction. And I'm afraid That's where some of these bioweapons might be released on us, and they may very well have the antidotes to themselves, and they keep them on their persons.
Indeed, and this is the reason they have a situation that the American Medical Association and everybody else is allowing people to be experimented on. Now, if you don't think you're being experimented on, you are, folks, because you know what?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
We're back here on RBN, Republic Radio Broadcasting. I'm here with Will and also John Alastasis, and we're talking about the massive thing that we need to be concerned of is conspiracy they have against us. They're using what I would say it's population to control. And Will, you want to finish what you were saying before we had gone to break?
Sure, you bet. The idea of being able to control the food and control the water, to control the transportation, to control the economic system, just about closes the loop on the planet Earth. And when we the people are dependent for the government, and that is truly, in my researched opinion, the end goal here, so that with every drink of water that you take, with every step that you make, and with every breath that you take, you're going to have to ask
the police.
Yeah, it's the police. You're going to have to ask Mommy Dear, because Mommy State is going to be the only place that you're going to be able to get this. I went shopping this last weekend, And I was unable, really, to fill my minor little meager list with nutritious foods to bring back because it just wasn't in the store. Everything in the store is, like the produce counters, for instance, is all imported from who knows where, you know, and it looks like it could be this year's or last year's. Might have just come out of a big gaseous warehouse. The food in the aisles was so laden with chemicals that I wasn't comfortable selecting those items. What are we to eat? What are we to drink? The water in the other house that I am dealing with right now, when you turn the tap water on, is so odorous that it's unappealing, unattractive, especially for me because I've been drinking Berkey water now for years. But anyway, the options are closing. And so we need to start, as we said, and I'll get off here and let you and John conclude this broadcast, but we need to get vocal local because the options are being closed. And we do have a lot of power on the local level, but all of the decisions seem to be being made far, far, far away. And as this transitions down into our areas, again, it's going to be up to us to create this firewall to keep this globalist nightmare from becoming our reality. And I thank you for letting me come on with you, John, and Deanne, and I'd wish you both a great night.
Well, thank you very much, Will, for coming on, and, you know, I'll have you back up on Truth Radio when we come back up next week, if you can. This whole thing, again, is beyond a conspiracy. It's, you know, something even more devious. It's just like I was talking before the break, you know, I had mentioned about the, you know, AMA. They're supposed to provide a scenario of making sure these drugs are good, but, you know, these things were getting on TV, as it stated, you know, they're experimental drugs. You're taking them, you know, you see it on TV, and you're taking a great risk because they don't know what type of scenario this will be, you know, will have on your body in the future. They haven't tested it that far. You're the test when you buy it. So what they do is they put it on TV, they make it attractive for you. You order it because you're sick and you think it's going to make you feel better, and it says on there that it has all these side effects that all of them will make you feel much worse than whatever it was you had in the first place. And then you're paying $160 enough for this prescription to come. Now, they give you some samples for free. But then again, what does that equate to after you get hooked on it and it depletes your life line from taking this stuff? Because it hasn't been tested. They're testing these drugs on prisoners. They're testing it on you by having it on television. We are a pill-pushing society. We've gotten to the point where we take pills for everything, and they know that. So what's the best way to control and take people out? It's through the elements they use all the time, which is transportation, food, water, and the things that you need to stay alive, you know, as far as like a job. Everything is being orchestrated right now and controlled, and they know what they're doing. John, you want to comment on that?
Well, in the meeting I went to in the last couple of days here, the first statement that I basically made was that we have been dictated by instruction rather than law. And if we allow this to continue, it's just an anarchy, and there's really no reason for us all to be talking here because they're just going to go by instruction. And as your planning zones or whoever else instruct us and we follow their mode of operandi, there is no law. It has no basis, and so now when it comes to being your job and they want to eliminate it, you have nothing for stance to hold it together because they do what their whim dictates. And it's just as the Enron people lost their jobs and the communications people lost their jobs and the air pilot controllers lost their jobs and retirements. I mean, it's just what they're doing. They're shipping all the jobs out of the country, so the textile industry went out of business and the steel mill industry went out of business. I mean, when is your turn next? And, you know, as I want to take yellow tape and put it across the police station in my town and the courthouse in my town and say this, you know, there's no more work here because they don't follow the law, and that's exactly what their job is. And they'll give you a song and dance that, well, the law really is only 10% truth and 10% lies, and the 80% is a bunch of hogwash that is curtailed by them. And it's like this mysterious game of stupid. And I just refuse to play it anymore. And
and you know, and a lot of people are. You know, it's just like I'm talking to people in New York, and you know, they are demanding investigation of 9/11. They don't care what people are saying. That oh yeah, well you know, it's okay. You know, there was some error there. You know, it's all right. You know, it was Bin Laden. You know, that's the attitude of the government. If that was somebody else doing something like that on a smaller scale, they would send SWAT teams up to, you know what, on something of a huge, horrendous nightmare. There are whistleblowers that have evidence. I'm one. There's ones all over. Everybody that has been on this broadcast, everybody that has been tied to September 11, all of them have brought forth enough evidence clearly to state there should be an investigation done, and it's taken them up to 2007, finally, to get a few senators saying, oh, yeah, now we're on board. Where were you in 2001? And folks, listen, you know, the thing is, these people are the ones that you feel that now are occupying the Congress and Senate currently. They're supposed to be Democratic. They're supposed to be doing something. Are they doing something?
Yeah, they're creating a false wall for you. They're giving you a few people saying, oh, yeah, we're on your side. And when the truth of the matter is, when the vote goes through, it's like voting for the English language to be the American language. They said no. It makes no sense. If you go to the military, they don't want anybody that doesn't have an education because they can't teach them well. You can't put two people of two different languages in the same room and teach them well without two teachers that are bilingual. It doesn't happen. But we're doing that to damn this country. And, you know, again, they voted through to let the illegal immigrants have Social Security. And yet, did you get your Social Security yet after you've been chasing for months?
No. And I was talking to somebody today about that. They don't know where my IRA is. They don't know where the 401k is. And these are the Fortune 100 corporations
that are stealing.
And you know what? And it's not something that is new to me. I saw this from working in accounting in these places, what they were doing. Redirecting money, using money, say, oh, we don't have to put that money in there right now. We can use it later on. We got all the time in the world to put that money back. But let us use it for over here, and we'll put that back in later. Now, they hate me because, you know what, out of all the people they hired, I'm the one that sits here and say, okay, that means if they're doing this over here, that means they're doing this over there, and this means that they don't want you to be able to think past the piecework they give you. Piecework is to give you a piece of this and a piece of that so you don't know the whole puzzle. So this is what we've been doing all along. You work these jobs, you work accounts payable, accounts receivable, payroll, all the things are separated because if you sat there and did the old thing and you'll see, oh, look at this here. Look at this invoice right here. Why is that going on? You'll start questioning things and they don't want you to question because then you see what they're doing. And then you go to these jobs again. They have people in there can't speak English. They don't know what's going on because they are hiding things. I can spot when somebody's hiding something in a corporation immediately. And if I come in there, I don't care who it is. It could be God's company. Excuse me for saying that. I don't want to say that to God. But, I mean, if it was somebody that I would go in their company and I get in there and I see that they're doing something evil and corrupt, I'm not doing it. I'm not working there. I'm out the door. I don't care how much money they offer me. They could offer me $1 trillion and I would not take it. Because I know that what's going to happen is later on they're going to come for me. And then secondly, it's morally wrong. It's morally wrong to do this. And that's the reason why we're looking at all this mess right now. Because these people right now think they're up there in another level, in another economic level, and they're beyond this level that we're here on this ground dealing with. They have now capped out the $30,000 a year people as being poor. You don't. If you make $30,000 a year, you're considered poor. the middle class has now become somewhere about $60,000-$75,000 a year. So if you're making $150,000 or six figures, you're okay. You're in there with the in crowd. Now, where are we on that? Until we realize what is going on and what has happened to this society and how they are treating us, we will not be able to overcome this burden, this nonsense that's going on. Because, again, I drink water, and the water doesn't taste like water anymore. I drink water, and I thirst. Why? Water is supposed to not make you more thirsty when you drink it. It isn't diabetes and things. I don't have that. It's a thing that they're doing in the water itself that's causing that water to make you more thirsty because there's other chemicals added. Am I not right, John?
Well, I'm not positive of it, but I believe you are right, yes. Yeah, it's short of minerals, short of vitamins. There should be vitamins so much, but minerals are a big factor. And another thing is there's a frequency of good water, and the frequency is being coerced.
And because and everything we're talking about right now is being coerced because they have all these sound frequencies out here. You know this sound frequency is disrupting everything. This is the reason why you've seen dolphins attack dolphins the fish are acting crazy. Animals are acting crazy because there's a high and low frequency sound wave that has hit them in such a level that's driven them mad. There was a situation not too long ago, I reported here, where squirrels in a tree came down and ate a Rottweiler. Squirrels! Rottweiler chased one of a tree. That one came down with about 10 more, and it killed and ate a whole Rottweiler and ran back up in the tree, all 10 squirrels. Now, what would make squirrels do that? That's not an inquiry. That is a real story. This is what's going on, and unless we do something to change our course in this, the only way we can change it is keeping it local. When I mentioned Christopher Boland earlier, when that thing happened with him, that thing tasered, I went to the people that I used to work for down there, and I talked to them, and they basically told me it was nothing they could do. So I tracked back, and I went physically down to the county board for Cook County, and I went into the commissioner's office for that area. I talked to them, and they basically kind of poo-pooed it. But the reason I went there, folks, is because that money that comes in the county board for them to buy tasers came out of the county board itself, and the only way you can stop them from having tasers is to sit there in the county board and say, we don't want this no more. Should have been more over there than me. Everybody in the community should be in there telling the county commissioners that we don't want your tax dollars going to the purchase of tasers because it can cause people to die, and it's excessive force, and it's not to be used on kids and police academy trainees, and not people that just turn around going back to their house. That's how bad it is.
Well, we're a micro circuit, and those phasers are, they're not funny. You're smoking your nerve endings when that happens, and if it gets right one, it can down you. And it definitely isn't helping. I mean, your nerves heal a long time to heal your nerves, so if you got phasered real heavy, you're going to have some physical problems for quite a while.
Or they get these trucks now that can go by and x-ray your car. Now, who knows what's in there? You know, there's so much x-rays and gamma rays your body's supposed to receive in a period of time. I mean, how much x-rays and gamma rays are we underexposed to right now?
My understanding is we're at least tenfold of what the acceptable rate is, the upper acceptable rate. We're 10 times that.
So we're being radiated on top of the food, nutritional things, and supplements. So the only thing we can do, folks, is three things. This is the problem. The solution is this. We need to all go to these county meetings. We need to be vocal as well, Fed, keeping it local and being vocal. We also, beyond that, need to work in different community groups and organizations and empower them with other people, relatives, if you have it, so that you have ability to get other people behind you to fight for a cause when you go to the county board meeting and everything else. You want to have a strong point. And the best way to have a strong point is to have other people there other than yourself. Mm. Those things help.
The other night I went to a meeting. There was only about a dozen people there. But when I got there, they were all against me. It was a stone wall effect. And it's not easy going into a meeting where you're not accepted well. And there was a cute little girl giving the presentation on water and soil erosion and whatnot. And when it gets said and done, she was giving a lie about presentation, and they didn't talk about chemtrails. They didn't talk about, you know, the government being responsible for a lot of these washouts that were going on. And she basically, on a little bit of a nuisance of an erosion problem, was being a real son of a gun, and she was like up there, yeah, I got this one, I got that one, and so I started pointing out about, again, bankruptcies of nobody having any money, and so how can you afford to do something when you're asking for something and the government's creating some of the weather? How can they demand that we do something about the water problems? Why wouldn't it be the government's cost? And they didn't want to hear that, and they poo-pooed it and whatnot. So basically, again, that was the reason I came up with a Freedom of Information foil to send out, because this girl's going to get one because she refused to take my other information. So I'm going to give her the foil with the same thing that she did. She threatened a civil lawsuit if someone didn't adhere to her rules and regulations on erosion. And so I'm going to threaten a lawsuit on them creating havoc against the American public.
Well, we're going to commercial, and we're almost up for the last part of the show, and we'll be right back after this break.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097.
That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Hi, we're back. We're here on RBN Live. Don, what do you feel we need to do to deal with this thing with the water and food? You know, how can we get that returned back to being normal? You know, with them shipping food over, they're being packed and whatever they're sending into grocery stores, like Will was saying, the produce isn't what it used to be. So what can we do?
Well, a couple of things. Number one is you want to orient yourself to where there is pretty good water in your area, because if you can't, you either got to create it by, dehydration out of the air is probably one of the easiest ways to get semi-clean water, but you're still got, you know, chemical agents in the air. So if you're in an area such as in our area, if you're in the Buffalo area where they have terrific industry, your air water probably isn't very good. I'm not saying water is good anywhere around the world per se right now with the chemtrails going on, but there's some areas that are better than others. And again, if you're not happy with the water, you better find a place where you are happy with your water. It's important to your life. As far as the food, you can get a hold of Dan Carlson's information on growing, say, 1,500 tomatoes on one plant. All it is the harmony of bird singing for an hour in the morning, an hour at night, and the essential oils that he uses, but he does it on half the water and half the nutrients, so it's reasonable. And get your regular GM, or not non-GM, genetically modified seeds. You want to have seeds, and you want to start playing, growing a garden in a greenhouse maybe, and practicing this and eating from it, because that's how you're going to have to live in the future. And I would, you know, definitely set up for some outward supplies. Some of the outward supplies would actually be another greenhouse, because your one you got is probably going to blow over and be gone.
I would say, too, in the people that have neighbors, you know, maybe form a neighborhood block committee. And then with it, I would, you know, and you might think I'm kind of off in saying this, but I think everybody should get a Geiger counter for their community, a couple block area, whatever, in order to do air testing and testing in order to make sure that the radiation levels are not extremely high, because, you know, again, those are things they're supposed to be monitoring, for us, but they're not doing it. So we need to monitor ourselves and take away from the equation of begging, pleading, and wanting this government to, you know, do the right thing for us. We need to take the measure in our own hands. And that means not doing anything violent or anything, but to make sure, you know, that the air is safe, you know, water is safe, and what needs to be done to grow healthy food and network with each other. Wouldn't you say that, John?
Well, I agree. But we need, you know, it's like I say, and I'm going to reiterate, you need to practice this. You need to start getting your hands dirty in a garden and finding a solution for the water. A Berkey water thing is a starting point. There's some other health issues, maybe an electronic foot bath to detox with. You need to get some supplies, because when you come out and this thing was over with, we're not going to be able to go to the grocery store. You're going to have what you have, and that'll be it. So you need some hand tools and stuff to help you start this. You need to think about building a calendar so that you can become agronomic again. And all it is, calendar, is going out morning and night, putting a center post, and going out and measuring the shadows where it stops for the day. And when you get to the longest days, it will be that's your equinox. You got a count of how many days in a year. And I'm hearing the music again. And
that's the end of the broadcast tonight. And I thank those who listened. Tune in next week. We're going to be doing stuff in regards to POW, MIA issue on Truth Radio. We have Dr. Cowan Ross coming on the 7th. So good night and peace and love, everyone.
Good night. And don't forget, God loves you all.